One. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to my channel. My name is Stassi. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited. This is like our fourth yearly interview, my friend.
Yep,
Like,
it is.
I love this. I'm so excited to have Koki here today, to come in and just do our yearly catch up. It's just been such a blast, not only getting to like watch you grow as this creator in the last like 4 years, but to actually like really become one of like you to, for you to become one of my friends.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Right. But before we dive in, for anyone who's first time listening, Koki, tell us a little about yourself.
Wow. So I'm Koki Creative, aka Elena, and I am a Sims creator, but beyond that, I live in the Caribbean. I love being outside. I skimboard, yoga, hike, have a dog named Coconut, but her nickname is Koki, aka my nickname. And I just recently adopted two little cats. Well, they sort of wandered into my yard. But I mostly build, I play games like The Sims, but I am thinking about branching out for some more games and doing some personal projects that I might want to share on my channel as well, some home projects. So yeah, that's about me.
Amazing. I love, by the way, you have two cats. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
It's mango and papaya, correct?
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
Okay, because was papaya first or was mango first?
Mango is first.
Mango was
We had him for
first.
like a month. And then one day we're like looking out the window and we're like, there's another one. And we think it's his actual brother. We're like pretty
Oh,
positive.
for
They're about the
sure.
same age.
I've seen
And they
pictures.
are.
They're the same cat. Like,
Yes.
I was like, oh, this is like.
Yes.
Honestly, okay, I'm gonna pitch you this story. It is a Pixar movie. Mango, separated from the family, doesn't know where to go, stumbles in, running away from some form of creature trying to eat it, stumbles into your backyard, scared, doesn't know where to go. You take Mango in. Papaya comes in like, yo, where's my brother? I gotta search him down. I'm gonna trek this entire island to try to find him. They find each other, and now they're at peace. That is literally a Disney Pixar film
It
that has just
is.
happened to you. Literally, that's
Absolutely.
the only things I think
Yes.
of anytime I see those two cats. I was like, they are literally living out this animated cat creature film. I will make that movie for you.
Yeah. Oh, please. I mean, they loved each other instantly. I'm like, they knew each other. It was just seeing a reunion like that was, I'm like, I feel so lucky.
Yes. And now you got two cats. How is Kogi taking care of the cats though?
Oh, she's from the dump. Like I think the dump has a lot of cats. So that was my point of that. She's fine. She kind of just ignores them. Sometimes like Mango will like jump out in front of her, but like for the most part, Coconut just like she'll just watch them. It's really funny. Like they're about a little bit smaller than her, so and she's more scared of them.
That's fair.
She just is like, if I mess, she knows the power of cats. Cats are ruthless.
Cats are
I'm wanting her
ruthless.
sleep right now. She's 13. She doesn't have time for this.
No, absolutely. So we ha I have a cat. Her name is Cora. She is 7. Yeah, we found her abandoned. So again,
Oh.
same idea, Pixar movie, but we're actually the villains because we found her abandoned and we took her home. And I'm sure her
Ooh.
family like searched for her, but then we like left the city and like left. And I just imagine there's like a cat on like a truck, like trying to track down my cat. And then she like her brother or sister or mom or dad comes to our window to try to take Cora back, but she realized that Cora is happy here, and they're like, "That's all we wanted for her." That's the other side of the Disney
Yes.
Pixar film.
And it's
But
raining outside for
oh, for
sure.
sure. Actually, I did find her when it was raining outside because I literally
Oh.
picked up my, I took off my vest
Oh.
and I wrapped her in it. It was the only time anyone's ever been allowed to like touch her or carry her because she was so scared. She like,
Oh.
now like you pick her up, she's like, ah! But
Oh, poor
yeah.
baby.
Yeah, no, she's my little like, she's, I love her.
I love that. I've never had a cat. Now I
Really?
have two. Yeah,
Yeah,
both
okay.
my parents are allergic, so like
Oh,
they've
okay.
just never been around me. My grandparents used to have barn cats like when I was little.
Yeah.
But other than that, but Mango, So he came in super friendly, immediately was like, we gave him some tuna, and by the like second day he was rubbing up against us, we could pet him. I can pick him up. Like he is just papaya. I still haven't been able to like pet him. He'll like kind of come near me. He's scared. I feel so bad because he just like seems traumatized, but I think Mango's helping him. Like, I just seeing them together, like I think it's really helping Papaya become better. Cause Papaya's like the sweetest little guy, but he's still like, if I get near him, he's just so skittish and scared. And I'm like, I just want him to feel comfortable.
No.
Sad. I don't like seeing them scared.
No, of course. Like that's like my cat. Like my cat was like petrified. Like we actually had to get her declawed because her all of her nail beds were infected. She was
Oh
for sure abused.
no.
They did some. They did
Oh.
something to her paws.
That's
So
horrible.
we can't touch her paws. Like we just can't.
Oh yeah.
And
You
still
gotta
to this
respect
day,
that.
no. You know you can't touch her paws. She only lets me pick her up if she's like fucking scared. But the whole story of to this. Is our best friends come to our house quite frequently now, and their dog is the exact same as Cokie. It's the same dog, but it's
Yeah.
Chewy. It's like their dog is Chewy.
Yeah.
And Cora is this fat cat. Okay, like I feed her well. She does not go hungry.
Good for
So
her.
this little dog Chewy will torment this cat to the point where like Cora's like. Ah! And like the full on like scaredy cat vibes. But the most funniest thing though is the more Chewy hangs out with us, the more Cora is like, I love you, mommy and daddy. Can we do everything together? Can you love me? Can I see? Like the first time is this year, she sat on the couch with me and I like looked and I was like, do you not like, do I need to move? Like, do you not realize I'm here?
Wow.
That was
Is
huge.
she learning stuff from
He's
this dog?
learning
Like,
stuff. Yeah. I think she's kind of like, oh my God, can I, like, I scared. Can I come hang out with you? Or if Jason's gone, like, if he's like working late or just like he's gone for the night, she will stay with me the entire night and she will stand guard outside the door to ensure that no intruders will come in to bother me.
my God, that's you have a watch cat.
I have a watch cat, 100%.
I love that.
A scaredy watch cat.
A
But
scary watch
A
cat.
scaredy watch out, but I love that you have added two new additions in it to your family. Also, I gotta like, I just want to say, like, all of your, like, everything you're doing with, like, your home stuff is just, I can't wait to see it when it's done. And I'm sure you
My God.
feel the same way.
Yeah, it's so funny because we've gone through so many different versions of what we're gonna do, so many plans, and I need to stop telling people the plan because it's changing next week. We're gonna live on a boat and then do this. We're going to live in a tent. We're gonna live in a bus. We're gonna live in a yurt. We had a yurt one time of a
The last time I
plan.
heard it was the yurt. That's where I got left off because I had to Google what the fuck's a yurt.
Yes, a glamping tent was another. Yes. So right now we found an apartment. I know this is so lame. No. But across the street from our land, because we have this house, this was beautiful rental that we're in, on the same island as our land, but it's like we have one moped. That's our vehicle. Well, sorry, it's a scooter. Byron's like, don't call it a moped. Like, okay, it's a scooter. It's cute though. So that's our vehicle, and the land's like a 5 minute drive, a 30 minute walk, so not far. But we don't go to it regularly to work on it because it's like, it's hot. It's like, it's a whole activity. So we found this apartment, which the island we live on is like 500 acres. The real estate is very minimal. Like, we do not want to live on the main island. We want to live near our land. So we found this house across the street was renting their basement, like apartment, not basement. They're like their little apartment that they have in their house. So we toured it and it's nice. It's like right across our street. It's we got very lucky. So we might go there. It has a ton of fruit trees, as a ton of tortoises that hang out. Great space for coconut, little Cokie. So yeah, that's the current plan. But I won't go into all the details yet, but we're thinking about turning our land into event space for the time being to raise money because we don't need to put any major infrastructure there, just a deck. So having event space, we were talking to someone on island who does events, and she's really interested in having that be like her exclusive event space. So she would like, anyway, so that's the current plan. This could change next week. We toured the bus like 2 weeks ago and we're like, we're probably buying this bus. That's the thing. But yeah, so Byron's just much busier right now than he was a couple weeks ago. He has more responsibilities at work, so he just wants to have something maybe a little bit more comfortable than a tent to live in for the time being. Yeah, like he got a promotion, yay. And it just comes with like a lot more work stuff, which he's like, he loves, but it doesn't give him time. Like when we're living in a tent, we had plans to like, we would have an outdoor bathroom, we'd have an outdoor shower, we'd have an outdoor kitchen. It was gonna be hard. And we were like ready for it to be hard. We have a boat, like I've talked about. This boat, it needs work. So we were like, if we live on the boat, we're gonna have to gut it. Well, not gut it. It has a lot of storage in it from like the guy just sold it with everything in it. Yeah. And so it was gonna need work. It needs to be pulled out of the water. It needs to be cleaned on the bottom. And then we looked at the bus, but then all I have to say is I'm really excited whatever ends up happening because they're all exciting options. They're all on this island that has our land on it, being close to the projects, to our land. That's all I care about. So, yeah.
Honestly, my offer still stands. Once it's ready, I want to come see it. I want to come. Oh, no, I want to come meet you. Okay.
You know what? If I would have thought, I would have invited you. If you have time in the next month or two and you want to come down, I have an extra bedroom. I'm in it right now.
Oh my God.
But
I'd love that for
definitely at
you.
some point, if you ever come down to the Caribbean. We had a lot of guests this summer. That is actually something I do want to talk about.
Yeah.
I've never hosted people before. I mean, we've had when we lived in Michigan, we had a 3-bedroom house. One was my office, and so we had like my brother over for the weekend. We had people over for the weekend sometimes, like family. But this was our first time hosting for a whole month straight, like a rotation of like guests that like overlapped. We had 3 bedrooms here, so we had like a friend stay, and then another friend stay, and then my dad stay when they left, and then Byron's parents stayed, and then we went to Michigan. It just What next? I had to keep working and trying to find time to like do voiceovers because I have shame, okay? I cannot do that in front of people. I just can't. I
Yeah.
have to re-record things sometimes because I will trip over my words a lot. I'll say like, "In time to go to the hoop-a-doo-a-doo." I'm like, "Gotta re-record that." If someone's listening to me, I will do it 10 times more often because I'm so nervous. So I was trying to find time to still work, to still build. I had to get creative with my posts, which end up leading to some really good posts. Ironically, I don't know if that's ironic, but funny enough, because like I didn't have time to build. So I'd be like, let me just do some I built that jungle gym or something. I think
Yeah.
that was like during when Byron's parents were visiting, and I was like, I do not have time to do anything serious. So I like did that and I got like more views than a build that took me like 8 hours to build. So that was just kind of, I love when that stuff happens. Letting life happen. It was
Yes.
hard. I had panic attacks when people were here. Only in the sense that I'm used to being alone. And then I was like, I don't know. I'm just not used to it, but at the end of the day, I am very grateful that I had my friend. I even told them, I'm like, I am having anxiety right now. I'm a very open person when it's happening because if I
Yeah.
try to keep to myself, it only gets worse.
No, of
Yeah.
course. No, of
Yeah.
course. But honestly,
Oh,
I would
honey.
take you up on that offer if I could. But my goal is to still get out there at some
Yes.
point to come say
No.
hi.
Literally, whenever you have a plan, like Byron works for hotels, we can find you a room. Like, yeah, we can find you good. I would love to show you around. I love this island. I love the USVI. It's such a cool place, and Yeah, it took me a long time to realize that this was home for me. Like, I first moved down when I was 19 in 2012, and then like I was 19, Byron was 21, and we were just trying to figure out our lives. We lived here for 2 years, moved out to the States for a little bit, and then moved to St. Martin for a year. In our mid-20s, doing the Caribbean over again, we were like, let's try it on a different island. I love St. Martin. I have a special space in my heart for St. Martin. But my mom lives in the USVI. She lives in St. Thomas. And I just, yeah, every time I land in the airport here, I'm like, this feels like home. I don't know. Byron and I are very nomadic. We've lived in many different places. So to actually maybe find a spot that will be like for more than a year. How many times have I moved
So
in
many times. Every
every
time
interview, I think I'm in a different place.
you are literally a different place every time we've done this, done an interview. You are always somewhere
Yep.
else. And sometimes I'm like, what island are you currently on right now? Where I'm like, are you've moved again?
Yep.
Where have you moved to?
I think last year was St. Croix was
Yeah,
my
you're
interview.
St. Croix. Yeah.
Yep, on Water Island, and then the year before that was St. Thomas, and then it was Lamont in like Chicago area. It's so funny. We love it, like love starting over again, but part of the starting over again was just because we're like, let's burn it down and start over. Like we're out of our good habits, our healthy habits. We've been doing bad stuff. Let's just sell everything and move. And we literally will do that. We're like adults, but we're like children sometimes, our decisions. His parents, Byron's parents, are like, what's your plan right now? What's the next step? We're like, even some of my closest friends are like, where do you live? Where do you live right now?
Where are
In the
you?
world, where
Like,
are
on
you?
a map, can you point me to where you're going to be today and then maybe 6 months from now? The next, like, honestly though, I just want to say this, 'cause I like my real like my friends, like not my like my best friends. And I always have to clarify real, 'cause all of my friends, like my Sims friends, are real. But like the people that like call me Jenny know all about you. I talk about you all the time. Like, you are like the coolest person I have ever talked to in my life. Like,
No.
you just have this amazing lifestyle that I'm like, it would scare me. It would take me a year to move out of this house. We have so much shit everywhere. Like, I wouldn't even I couldn't just pick up and leave.
Oh,
I'm a
man.
no. I just like the fact of all the cool things you've experienced and all the cool things you do. I'm like you're just like the coolest person I've ever
Oh,
gone to
stop.
me.
You're
I
so
just,
nice. No,
it's
it's
so
like so
true
sweet
though.
to hear that. It's so funny because like I do struggle sometimes because I kind of have to make the decision when we want to move within the next like week. Let me go back. When I chose to move to this island, Water Island, I had 2 days to make the decision if I wanted to move. I found out, oh, we found an apartment and also he got a job. I thought I had booked that plane ticket with Coconut just so we could go check out our land and then go back to St. Croix. But then I was like, you know what? I just want to move. I packed a suitcase and we got on a little prop plane because the commuter plane between these islands are like the really small ones. You don't even have to go through security. You just hop on, get over here. So got on the plane with my dog and Byron, and then I stayed and he had to finish up work. So he dropped me off. I stayed here for a month at this new apartment and just, you know. I cried a couple times. It's like transitions are hard, but at the same time, I'm so thankful for the experience of doing that so much because it's definitely made me better at that kind of stuff, like at moving, at traveling, and yeah, I
No,
definitely am.
of course.
Yeah.
I'm sh yeah, no, I'm speechless. A round of applause. I love this. I love this for you. And I
Thank
cannot
you.
wait to see how it all eventually turns out. And
Yeah.
your final living situation, I will honestly feel a little
Yeah.
bit more settled of like, where's my girl living? In a van, on a boat, in a
Yes.
yurt, in a tent.
Yeah.
Every time I could be like, here's like my five options, and I'm like, you do what you feel is right.
Yes. It's so funny because a lot of people are like, it's not for me, but like,
Yes.
go right ahead and do it.
The first thing I think of, I'm like, aren't there snakes and spiders that will kill you?
Not kill ya.
Okay, well, that's good, but there are snakes and spiders.
Oh yeah.
Okay, like
Oh
there
yeah, I had
is.
it in my house. Like just the other day, I posted a video to my story. I was sitting on the bed and I thought it was a belt on the floor and it was a spider. And so I had to like get something. Luckily, it was by the sliding glass door. So all I had to do was open the door and like kind of like shush it out. But I like closed Coconut out of the room because the last thing I wanted her chasing after it. Like, I'm not, but they're not like, they're not dangerous spiders and snakes. I've learned to like them. I've always been like kind of scared of spiders. But I've like done research about the ones that I look at. Like I will literally be like, I don't know what spider that is. I'm gonna look it up. And there's some that I make friends with.
Okay.
I had, yeah, there was this one that wasn't in my house. It was when we lived on the beach. Remember when I used to take a lot of pictures of Coconut on the beach? So
Yes.
we were living at this all-inclusive resort that was like on the beach, so I could just go down these little paths. And there was like this one area I go where no of none guests go. And there was like this big banana spider. Look it up. I named it Olga. It was about this big. And it was in between two branches. It made this huge nest. And I, for like a month or two, would go out. It was on our coconut side walking path. And so I would just go out and watch it. I'm tripping over my words. Sorry. I'll go out, watch it. I would see it catch things. I would see it like, yeah, make little webs. Yeah. I saw it get, but yeah, that's that. Yeah. And when it gets pregnant, it gets huge and then it would shrink. I was like, oh, it's the lady. So Olga was her name. And when I went on the trip, I told Byron, you have to go check on Olga. After storms, I would go out and I'd be like, oh my God, I hope Olga's okay. But yeah, I have lots of videos of her. She moves fast too. And it, I mean, she'd just stay on her web, but I would watch like bees fly into her web. And, but it's just something you have to kind of learn to be like, you know, enjoy nature. The tortoises are much cooler. You might enjoy that.
I will enjoy the tortoises. Okay, like I've spent enough time in the Caribbean. Like I've gone to the Cayman Islands more times than I can count. So like it's not like I'm just not fan of spiders. I literally was going to bed last night. I was peeing. I go to grab the toilet paper and I look and there's a big, thick, juicy spider next to it.
Oh.
And I was like, I do the thing and I go up to the stairs and I was like, husband, I need a husband task. And he's like, what is it? And I was like, there's a big spider on the side of the sink. And if you don't remove it, I will not be sleeping up here tonight. You
Yeah,
may
I'm
sleep
moving.
next to it. Yeah, I will move downstairs. So I just like, and he just goes and gets rid of it. And I was like, thank you. Like, I just can't. I can't do spiders and I can't do snakes. Like, when we go camping, because that's something that like we really love and like
Oh, there's a lot of spiders and snakes while you camp.
last but yeah last spiders, last snakes, I literally convinced myself that they're sticks.
Yeah, they're sticks.
They're sticks, like they're moving sticks. I literally will be like,
Yeah.
it's just a moving stick. Like I literally have to convince that.
Blowing in the wind.
Yes, like literally,
Oh
because oh my God, because now that like I'm in my 30s. I now have a really good paying job, which is
nice.
really nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Like I it is
No, that's really great.
yeah, right? But like now we can save for retirement. And I promise you this will make sense to where we're going with all this. Our retirement plan is an RV. Right?
Yes.
Right? We're gonna do
Yes.
an RV life of
Love
basically
it.
a
Yes.
small house somewhere in Ontario, but we'll RV from coast to coast when we retire. Like as long as we can in an RV. And I'm sitting here and like it's, again, no man's style, like a no man's style. I'm like, I could do that if as long as it's in like some form of something. But I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm just gonna see spiders and snakes all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You will.
So we went to the beach. Like, we went to the beach a lot this summer because we had the provincial pass, so it was free. So any beach was free. So, I mean, not by free, like, we pay for the pass, but you can just go. It's already prepaid. And one of the beaches we would go is Turkey Point. I have anybody in Ontario, listen, point, you'll see Turkey Points on the map. Anyone outside of Ontario, it's a beach. And there's bathrooms, and the bathrooms are always so gross, those places, right?
Oh
But
no. Yes.
there is a black widow in the corner
Oh
of the bathroom, and I looked at it. It looked at me, and it started to go down. I fucking didn't even finish my pee. I fucking threw, and I like
no.
ran out.
I would run out. That is a spider I do not mess with. That is
Yeah.
a I would never. Oh no.
And
I've
then
never seen one. I don't.
I was like, they're in Ontario?
I
What
didn't
the
know they
fuck?
were on TV.
Yeah, apparently, yeah, they're in Ontario.
I have to look up if they're here. I don't think they are. We don't
So,
have rabies. We don't have ticks. We have a lot of crap like that,
you guys don't have
luckily.
ticks here?
Nope.
Really?
No ticks.
Interesting.
Because it's too hot, I think.
That's fair. I see. I'm so fucking petrified to get Lyme disease. I will go out of my goddamn way. Like, if celebrities can get Lyme disease, fuck is stopping me. And especially Jason, because he's like a walking bear. Like, he's just fur. Like, I like make him spray shit all the time. We don't walk in open grass. Like, no. We don't have a dog, so we'll never, like, don't have to, try to dig to find a tick. But, yeah.
Dude, it sucks when I was staying up in my RV at my grandparents' land in the spring slash early summer is when they just blow up.
Yes, yeah.
I was finding ticks on me. I would just walk from the RV to my house. I was finding them every day. I would find them crawling in my hair. I'd find them crawling in my shirt. I would find them. Coconut was having, I would have to pull them off her constantly. I would find them in the RV walking around. I'm like, I do not, I'm not coming up here during the spring anymore. The spring, early summer. No. They went away after that, after like it got hot.
Yes.
But oh my gosh. Terrified because I'm so scared of getting Lyme
Lyme
disease
disease,
also. Yes.
right? I was just like,
Like,
it freaking petrifies me, and I'm like, everything's like, I'm like, I will go out of my goddamn way to ensure that I'm like, no ticks, no thank you. But long story short, you sound like you have a lot more adventures to come in
Yes.
for what comes next. When do you think everything's gonna be done? Like, when do you think you're gonna be like, we are done all the renovations? And obviously it's hard to tell because permit process is just fucking atrocious.
Yes. And because our land is literally just land, raw. It still has trees, brush, nothing. So the hopefully the permits will get done in a couple of months now that we change the concept to something that doesn't have a kitchen, it doesn't have anything, it's just a deck. So we're hoping we can get that in a couple of months. We're probably gonna move into this apartment like in a week or two.
Okay.
Not 100% sure yet. We met the owners on Sunday, did a little tour. They were a lovely older couple, one of the oldest couples on island, as in like the longest standing residents here. They lived here before you could even buy on Water Island.
Oh.
And you couldn't buy anything on Water Island until 1996. And before that, it was owned by the government, and
Oh.
they it was like had military stuff on it. So there's like an old fort here, Fort Segura, and you can like tour the fort, and it has a beautiful view. So you go to the top of the fort, have an amazing view. But we're thinking 10 years for because we're building a house. So we have a couple phases we're thinking about. We're thinking about building something smaller first, just to have a small house. We are also thinking about if something comes on the market, a house that might need renovations, something like a house, not land, we might buy it. And then we have something of our own to live in while we make like a perfect property. So we're thinking this might take about 10 years for it to be done, but we've been looking for property on this island for 10 years. So I'm like, I mean, the first time we lived here, it was 2014, and it was I thought it was the coolest freaking thing. I worked at this hotel that is like it's right over there. It's It's just a dinghy ride away, and they let me use the dock that was like destroyed in a hurricane, but it had enough left that we could like tie off.
Yes.
So we'd take a boat to work. Byron worked at the hotel too. So we just, I just thought it was like the coolest experience. We just were like very, we didn't have a lot of money. So we just like were living paycheck to paycheck and had no furniture. So we're like, we ended up moving back to the States after that. But it was such a cool experience to like live on this island. People mostly drive golf carts. Like, you see sometimes a car. There's no stop sign. I mean, there's like two stop signs, but it's mostly just like it feels like this little a park. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm like, if we could find out how to live there, I want to live there. So if it takes me 10, 15 years to build our like dream and I can still live here in the meantime, I'm okay with that.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. It's a realistic goal, especially like it in Caribbean time. That's extremely realistic.
Yes. Because
Yes.
the thing, we at least we don't we do know the owner of the barge, luckily. I mean, everyone that lives here, I guess, does, but he's going to become very handy because we have to get things shipped to St. Thomas first, and
Yes.
then it has to take a barge over from St. Thomas over to this island, and then all that will cost a little extra along the way, each thing. So we're trying to think of like some creative, cost-effective ideas and a lot of like natural living. And a lot of the houses here are these beautiful mansions. Like people living on this island usually like it's a wealthier community, and we are not but there's a big group of young people moving in. There are people that live in container homes here though too. It's a really interesting community of
Interesting.
like we toured this guy's farm the other day. It was so cool. He had like chickens and different fruits, and his whole family lived there, and they all live off the land, and it's just really, it's got a interesting mix of people. Everyone kind of wanted to live a little bit of a pirate life too. There's like one watering hole, and we all kind of go down there. Like it's dinghies, the beach bar. And so you kind of, my point is, it's just a silly little place and it's fun to be here. And yeah.
Honestly, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my goddamn life. Like it's awesome. Like, you're talking to somebody who's like only ever really lived in Canada. So I have the Canadian perspective of suburbia. So just hearing this, I mean, like I took a boat to work. It's just like out of mind. Again, you're like the coolest person I've ever met.
Byron is like a little cooler than me, I have to say. So he takes a boat to work every day, but like sometimes he has to climb down the side of our he so he rock climb. He used to be like a rock climb guide and stuff, so he made a path down like this cliff to go, like he puts our dinghy sometimes down there if it's not rough, and then he'll go swim out to it. He has a change of clothes. He's like a corporate-y job too, so he has a change of clothes that he changes into for work in his dry bag after he like docks up at like his job. And like sometimes he takes the kayak so he doesn't get wet, so he takes the kayak from the like place he climbs down to the dinghy to then go to work. It's just, and he works between a couple of islands, like so St. Thomas and St. John, because he does like the water sports and concessions for all the hotels. So it's like it's really fun, and I get to be a model next week
Oh, that's
because they're
cool.
doing, it's so cool. He's like, I was like, oh, nepotism, I get to be a model. He's like, no, I'm begging people to come. He's like, I cannot find enough people, I need to fill these boats up, we need to get these photo shoots. And I was like, make me feel special. But that's what's fun about here. It's like we're gonna maybe invite some friends, like come out to the boats, and we need to get some pictures. And it's just fun being able to do that stuff. Like
No,
when
of
we lived at the
course.
resort, yeah, we like they had a catamaran, and if they didn't have enough people or if they had like space, they're like, yeah, you can hop on the catamaran, go for a night, or just like a little sail around. It's a lifestyle that is like so fun. And I thought when I was like first moved down here, I was like, okay, this is temporary. I moved back to the States and nothing could compare. Like, it's still really hard to live here. I can't say it's all like rainbows and butterflies. It's like, I rarely order things online. Not that that makes life hard. It's probably good, but it's just inconvenient. A lot of things are inconvenient. It's, less resources, all that stuff. It's worth it in the trade-off, but I thought I wanted this career. I thought I wanted like to live in the city. I thought I wanted to be like that. And then I did those things and I was like, oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. And now I'm here. I'm like in nature so much more. I'm out on the beach. Like I can go to the beach every day. It's just right there. And I'm like, I feel so lucky. Like I'm not blind to that. I'm not taking it for granted. Like I just sit here and I look at my view and I'm like, I feel so lucky. Like I never. If I was a kid and I said, draw your life out and you're an adult, I would not have drawn out something so cool. And I do Sim stuff, I do video game stuff. What?
What?
Like,
Right? And I feel like your Sims, it's just really just tip of the iceberg, to be honest with
it
you.
is. It is. I'm so excited to like get into. I've played Inzoi the other day again since launch. I don't know if you've played it at all. It for those listening, it has updated a lot since the time launch. It has added a lot of new things. It has a free update for like some island update, which I was really interested in when I saw that. I actually saw it during launch that there was like coming soon, and I almost was like, I don't want to play until this is ready. And so I did play it. I was impressed. It's still early access. It still has a long way to go. It's still, I mean, isn't going to compare to games that have been around for 20 years, but I was like, I see the potential. I see what this game. So I was like really excited to launch that game up and feel positive about it instead of being like, no one talks about it anymore. Is it just a flop? Is it just, no, it's early access and
Yeah,
yeah.
it's early access, and I don't know. I heard mixed things. I heard it was good, and then I heard it wasn't, and I heard it was AI slop, and then I heard there was no pronouns and all this
I think you can
stuff.
add your pronouns now.
Now.
And the AI too, because I actually looked into it because I was like, I saw it, people talking about it. What they did is, at least this is from what I heard, please look it up yourself because I'm gonna be getting this information wrong. They hired a group of artists to compile their own database of AI, but I don't know the way it generates. I don't know if it's like bad for the environment. I don't know. But it's also optional. You don't have to use any of the AI features. So I don't like, because I, for me, I just want to get to the gameplay. People think, oh, you want to build? No, I don't. I build enough on The Sims. I don't want to build at all. I want to play. So I live in the pre-made houses. I'm still trying to figure out the controls too. It's like, it obviously has a long way to go, but I'm like, it's nice to see something else exist out there.
Definitely some competition, right? And
Oh,
then
yeah.
we have more stuff coming out in the next little bit to give Sims a little bit more run for its money. And obviously, everything that has transpired in the last like month, it's kind of you're really seeing Sims creators jumping ship of being like, I gotta go play something else, but I still want that life simulation game. So we shall see how that deal will go.
I'm waiting and seeing. I haven't made any calls yet. I'm not happy. I don't think anyone's happy. For me, I feel like The Sims is family to me. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it feels like a sibling. It feels like I've had it in my life since I was 7 years old. So it's hard for me to feel like it's like finding out a loved one is like something horrible is going to happen to them. And because it's Max, if something bad is going to happen to the Sims, it's not, it's like I just feel like, it feels very daunting. I feel horrible for the people that work. I hope, I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of swirling feelings. We don't need to get into it. There's been so much discussion about it.
No, literally, I agree. There's so much discussion, and there's so much, there's a lot we don't know.
There is a lot we don't know.
There's a
And I'm
lot we
just
don't
like,
know.
it is making me, pushing me towards something that I've been wanting to do, as in play some other games. Just like, Maybe you should. I really do want, I'm scared people are going to hate this, but I want to post some Project Zomboid content. I love that game. I love the challenges you can do. It's very sim-like, and I know there's got to be some crossover in that community somewhere. So I'm scared I'm going to scare some people away by branching out, but like I really like that game, and I say some of the most hilarious things to myself while I'm playing it, and I need the world to hear. Like, I need to be recording this stuff. This needs to be content. Byron's like out watching TV, and I'm like screaming, like so.
I think that's kind of like, and this is like how I feel about everything going on and like how I plan to do things more after like the deal is like the Sims, like the community I built, I hope would stay with me, or at least some of the community, but would then continue to follow with me. Stassi, the Sim player, I mean, I don't play the Sims.
No, and you actually, like, a lot of your interviews no longer are Sims focused. They're just sort of
No.
like people in the Sims community you've met
Yes.
talking about other topics.
Exactly. Or Gons is the fucking genius that he is, and I'll just be like, hey, come talk for an hour and I will learn. But I haven't had The Sims on my computer for a very long time. I recently just put it back because I told you about, did I tell you about my Sims panic attack?
No.
Yeah, so I went to go play The Sims earlier this year. I had a full-on panic attack, my second one I've ever had in my life. I didn't want to do it. I was like, I don't want to do this. And I like turned off, I closed the lid off my computer and I was like, it really fucked me over. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't doing anything for EA. I just was like, I really just want to build a kitchen. And then I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm just forcing it. And then I was talking to Jason about it and I'm like, I don't, this is so weird. Like, this has always been like my go-to, my comfort, and I don't find it comfy anymore. And I haven't felt comfy for a long time. And I'm like, I'm just gonna delete it off my computer and see. And I thought it would take hours. It took 4.5 minutes to remove it from my computer. That's it. 4.5 minutes. And I felt fucking free. I felt so free of it. And I'm like, okay. And then I have a friend who I'm sure everyone like listening to this has like that friend that you would do anything for, because they just do anything for you. He had told me that he was moving into his place. He had bought it throughout the pandemic and it's now almost ready to move in. And I said to him, and I said, hey, like, why don't you build it in The Sims? Because, like, you can, and, like, you just use base game and stuff. And he's like, hey, Jen, do you mind doing that? And I was like, sure. And I had so much fun because it was like a fucking challenge because I logistically had to figure out how to put things in there, and I did like a good, better, best scenario, and I had so much fun with that. And then Nard asked me to be billed for his Halloween special. Took Sims off last night. Like, I was just like, I'm done with it. I don't need it right. When I need it, I go. I don't. You don't got. You, no one comes here for like, look at what I built. Look what I did in CAS. People come here for these podcasts, but like, I'm really wanting to be focusing more on writing. That is brings me the most joy. It's something I've never not ran away from. So like, I just can't wait till one day for me and OMG to have our own Netflix office, or we sit at A24 and just write movies all day. And I where this all kind of stems from is I'm ready to take that next leap with this because I've built this foundation, and I hope that my community will stay with me. Me and OMG, there have been scripts written for our next project, but he's like, I don't want to do machinimas anymore. And I'm like, I don't really blame you, especially in the Sims community. He's like, let's do a 2D film. I was like, I didn't even know that was an option. He's like, I really want to do like a 2D film. And I'm like, yes,
I think that's a great idea.
whatever you need, I will write you a script. There's been talks of what we want to do, but he's also 27 years old. I'm like, go kiss hot boys in clubs. Go live your life. Go live your life, right? But long story short, I hope anybody who's listening to this and who feels at a crossroads of, you know, like really like what to do, what it's saying is go play the other games. Go explore outside the Sims community. Because I think the thing is like when you're in it, in which we've talked about the trenches, you
We
can't
have.
see outside of it. And now all these Sims creators put so many eggs in their baskets. Like, where do we go now? Because we can't play this game. And I think we'll start to see other communities taking in Lost Sims players. I think we will truly see that. And I really
Yeah,
hope
I
that
agree.
that will be the case. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really know where I. It's hard.
Yeah, it
It's hard
is.
because there's no right answer. And I think we'll just leave it there. I think there's just no
Yes.
right answer.
Yeah. I specifically didn't put Sims 4 in my name because I always wanted to be open to other stuff. Like and I'm glad. Like I do want to branch out to some other things. So very excited about it. And I hope people welcome me to other communities and maybe even there's some crossover. I like Animal Crossing, so I haven't played it in years. The thing is, I made my island beautiful. Every time I go back in, what is there to do? So I'm like, do I restart? Like, the thing is, I can't get myself to do it because my island is beautiful. Like, I
You've already
love my island.
gone to the best.
Yeah.
Can't go down.
Yes. And so it's like I got the expansion pack and I was like doing the like hotel and stuff. And that was fun and all, but I just was like, I kind of wish I had the expansion pack while I was playing like the main game because it kind of just feels like I'm like, I don't know, killing time. And I didn't even cheat by like skipping time. Like I played it like properly because it made me look forward to waking up every day and oh, it's fruit day. Like I got really into it. I had like strategically planned out like how to make the most money, how to like break everything up. Like it was really fun. And now I can't even play it because I'm like, well, it's built. It's perfect. It's probably weeds everywhere. But I'm like, wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I restart. Maybe I buy a new Switch so that way
Oh my
want
God.
to do all that. But
Don't do that.
no. No, I have a Switch Lite and that's all I need.
That's all you
It's
need.
small. Yeah, I don't. Switch 2, I don't know. It's
No.
Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing. You don't need a powerful machine for either of those.
No. You no, I saw when I saw this switch too, I was like, why?
I'm one of those people that like if it doesn't do something new and the thing I have isn't broken, I don't need to upgrade.
No.
You know?
No, I am the same way. I'm like, I will ride this out until the power button stops. And it's so weird. We're gonna upgrade our TV downstairs this year. And this is like the first time that we're like me and Jason are just, really getting this like we're gonna make it rain and we're gonna, get what we want. And it's just like I'm just sitting here, I'm like, I'm gonna have a 75-inch TV with a giant reclining couch, and we're gonna get a PS5 before GTA 6, obviously.
Obviously, yes.
Obviously. Right now
Yes.
we have an Xbox One, maybe.
Okay.
It's old.
Yes.
It's old. He's had it for a long
I'm like,
time.
is that the current one? We have the
No.
PS5, but we don't have any of the X. What's the latest Xbox?
Oh fuck, I have no idea. It's not the
Okay.
latest one. Anyone listening to this is like, it's this. No, I have no
I
idea what it
know.
is. It's old, and he's had it like before he met me, and we've just
Oh,
surpassed 9 years
wow.
together. So it's like, yeah, I'm like, obviously we're gonna upgrade. Like we're
Okay,
gonna.
yeah.
So I'm just like sitting here, and I'm just like, but the TV's kind of fine though. Like it works.
I
And then
know, I know.
it's like it's so hard, but I'm like, oh, we'll put it in our bedroom, like the one that's downstairs, and then the one that's in there, we'll put it in the spare room. So anybody who's watching comes to our house, because like we have guests quite frequently. I'll be like, you
Yeah,
can just
and it's nice to give
watch.
them a TV.
It's a TV, like you want to just like fall asleep to the Netflix, menu options for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I do that quite
I
frequently.
do.
But
Yeah.
yeah,
I
it's
like
just.
when the slideshow happens. I
Yeah,
really like
100%. And
that.
then actually, if you go for over 2.5 hours, it cuts out.
Ooh, does it? Okay.
It does, yes, because I
I'm
have
not
done
gonna
that.
believe that. Because I feel like I have our TV's on a timer. I usually have a timer TV, so I think it goes out usually
Yeah,
before.
I think it's like this bitch is asleep. Let's wrap this
It's
up.
like, yeah, she can figure out how to start us back up.
Yeah, she'll if she when she wakes up, she'll figure it
She
out.
wakes up, she'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love comfortable living.
Yes. Oh, th
Okay.
honestly, that's what, like it's gonna be going into the new year. Massive TV, PS5, fucking snowstorms. Like, I can't
Yes.
wait.
I do love a good snowstorm when I have no place to be and I'm
Yes.
very cozy. There's lots of food in the house and I'm sat in front of the TV. That
Yes.
is the best.
Oh, and you
No
got like,
plans.
right, no plans, fuzzy blanket, TV, water. Like, that's, yeah, that's what I can.
Yes.
And then like I can make like a lasagna or something, and it's just like warm in my stomach, or like a
Yes.
roast, just like a
Oh, I love
hot
hot
meal.
chocolate.
Oh, a hot, yeah,
Two.
100% hot chocolate and soup. Oh, give me that
Yes.
hot food. But
Oh yeah.
we actually have to wrap this up because I
I
gotta go watch
was like, I
the.
bet it's
I oh, we're like 9 minutes over.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
I haven't seen a score yet, but like for anybody listening, this is being filmed as the Jays are playing. So gotta go cheer on the Jays. Hopefully they win the World Series. By the time this comes out, the World Series will be done because fucking baseball has no chill. So
It doesn't.
I'm used to a hockey schedule. So it's like it'll be like game one is a Monday, game two is Thursday, three maybe Saturday, Sunday. No, these fuckers are like game one, game two, game three, back to each other, and then there's a day, and then another game, and then back, and I'm like, holy Christ!
Give these athletes time. Wait, the athletes are playing back to back also? Like they.
Yes, yeah.
My God.
They played 18 innings last night, longest game in MLB history, to
They
go
slept
back
well.
tonight. I'm sure they did. The rest of the world slept well today, because like again,
Yeah.
the whole country right now is like everything is Jays. Every commercial is, I'm talking like roofing commercials is Jays. Fucking lawyer. Okay, here's the best thing. And then
Love
this is a
that.
side tangent, and then we have to go. But like one of the ads that plays so prevalently is a divorce lawyer ad.
Okay. How? Like,
It's like it's absolutely like, it's a
that is
black
really
screen,
funny.
and then there's like a wedding cake, and there's like a bride pushing off the groom, and it's like, was it I do and now I don't? Call Drake Family Law if you're getting a divorce. And then there's two, and then the second one is like, are you getting a divorce but you don't know what to do? Call Drake Law. And it's so funny. It's the first time I saw it, I was like, this is for the fucking housewives right now who don't want
Oh
to watch
yeah.
their husbands play this because they'd actually be wa rather watching Bravo. And I said it to Jason and he laughed. And then he told me after, he's like, I thought what you said, it's absolutely hilarious.
That's
Because
funny.
another side tangent. So Canada, like, because it's USA, so it's we only see the Canadian ads. So it's whatever the Canadian people put in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. So like no one else can really see this unless you're in Ontario. But for the Stanley Cup Finals, there was this one commercial and it was played at least 100 times a game. And it was Rogers. Like the cellular provider who also owns a good, like not the team, but like they have a lot of money. And the ad's like, I wanna love you, I wanna make it mine. Like it was like that. But I would
That's
get sent reels of anybody watching this being like, because it was a huge thing. And like you would just turn on,
Oh
like I
my
remember the
God.
first time I heard the ad, I was like, oh, this is hilarious. And I'm like, late on the line. Like it was just like down to that. And then like reels
Oh
were
my
coming out
God.
being like, you're just like in a loop by like the 100th time and you're just
Yes,
like
you
shaking
hear
like
it when it's
this.
not even
Oh,
on.
100%. I opened the fridge door and
Follows you.
I'd hear, I would be like, I wanna love you. I was like, Leafs lose. Like, I just can't take this commercial anymore. But yeah, it's for baseball. It's the divorce lawyer. Like
That is so
they
funny. Oh my
fucking
God.
flashed out like that. Their ad is getting played a lot.
Good for them.
Good for them.
I love a
Anyway,
good ad. Okay, I love a good ad.
just on repeat. Like they'll
So
play it
funny.
like 50 times a night of being like, getting a divorce. Call us. We'll help you.
Oh my God. That is so funny.
It's so funny. It's absolutely so funny. Well, thank you for coming here. This is probably, I think, our shortest yearly interview, by the
This
way.
is. We
Yeah.
got a lot in though. We
We
did.
did. I honestly, I look forward to these. I think you might actually get probably one more yearly in there because this one's coming out this year and I am fielding into 2026. So
Oh, cool. Yeah, let's fit one in
we
2026.
gotta fit one in 2026 because I need
Yeah.
a life update of like what is going
Yes.
on. Like
I
where?
know I'll have a lot to say.
Yes, I'm sure that next time we have this conversation, it'll be like, okay, so I'm actually on this island now.
Yes.
And this is
I
what I
know.
do. And we bought a house here. And then we have a house over here. And then like we also have like a camper yacht boat. New invention, never been like invented before. We came up with it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You can like drive to work and sleep on it. Like
You can. You can.
I'm just I can't wait to hear
My
about it.
God.
But Kogi, my love, where can we find you?
Find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Find me on Facebook, guys. I'm new to that
You are
and
on
follow me.
Facebook. It comes up every day for me to add you.
Oh, add me.
Okay, next time I'm on Facebook, you know, when I'm like seeing like
I'm
family
trying to grow
updates,
it. It's so funny. No,
you'll
that
be
is
like,
so.
who's this Jennifer Hill person or Jennifer
Oh yeah,
Tosas?
Jennifer, it still feels weird. Oh.
It's fine. It's my name.
But yeah, that's like trying to think of I'm on everything.
Yeah,
I'm on everything. I'm on Lemon 8.
what the
Like
fuck is
just a social media. It's like TikTok's Pinterest. And I was like, eh, whatever. I'll start it. I'm on Pinterest. Find me on Pinterest. Find me everywhere. You know what? If you're bored, just look, just check an obscure social media site and just type in Koki Creative. See if I pop up. Okay.
just having flashbacks of someone who I asked of like where I can find you, and they're like, you can email me at, and they just gave me their email address. Yo, go
Guys want to email me?
why don't do you have a Koki email?
I do kokicravesims@gmail.com. So go right ahead if you have a
Please go email
question.
Koki.
It's the probably the slowest form, but I'll get back to you.
Actually fucking crying.
Swear to God, I'm probably gonna get like at least one email.
You probably will. I'll be like, hi, I listened to your podcast. But no, Koki, thank you so much for coming here today. I always enjoy our yearly interviews. Honestly, we have grown as two women in the
We
past, like
have.
we have lived so many fucking lives in the last
We
like
have.
4 years. So
I
I
know.
cannot wait to see where our future holds
Me
for
too.
2026. But thank you again to everyone listening. I hope you enjoyed our yearly interview. I don't even think I really asked you any questions.
I don't think you did. I just talked.
Just talked, but that's the whole point. A nice cozy
But I
catch
even
up.
forgot we were recording at one point, and I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta
Okay, before
be
we leave,
mindful.
have you ever actually listened to our 3.5 hour podcast?
Not the full way, but I have listened to our other ones. And that one I have not listened to all the way because I wait, you know what? I did on a plane, but I fell asleep. I was like, oh, I'll put it in. Yeah, so have you?
Yes, I have. Somebody has recently found me and they're going through every episode and I like basically gave them like a hey, like there's some episodes like I'm
They're going.
pre-warning you. So they're like, yeah, I've just got to the one where you call her Cookie. You know that's not her name, right? I'm well aware, okay? But they were
Part of our
listening to
lore, okay?
yeah. They were listening. They got like they messaged me and they're like, you guys just never stopped talking. They listened to the whole thing because we had said if you listen to this Message me saying the eagles fly at dawn, and one day I got a message that said eagles fly at dawn, and
I
I
got one too. I
was
got one as well. Just one, but I did it.
like 300 or 400 listens, but like the one person, and it was recent, and I was like, first I was like, is America like, is are they coming for us? Like I had completely,
Be like, what does that mean?
what
What?
does
Because
that
I
mean?
didn't.
And then I forgot, and then I was like, excuse me. I was like, I think I need a little bit more context. So like, I just listened to you and Koki, and you said to message you to get, when we got to this part, the eagles fly at dawn. I
Even remember that. So in the zone that day. Oh my
Oh my
gosh.
God. Like, I think if we would listen to that, I think that we would think that we were on acid in that conversation.
Oh
Like,
yes.
just like how we were talking,
No.
I was like, what the
No.
fuck?
This is the problem. Like, I feel like we have really good synergy. I don't know what to call it, but
I
like whenever I
do.
talk to you, I just get so excited. I just wanna like, I don't know.
Right? Honestly, it's
Hate
lightning a
everything.
bottle every time we talk. That's why I'm like, could you imagine if we met in real life and we
Oh
went
my
for
God.
dinner? It would like, we'd close the restaurant out.
We would.
We
We
would,
would.
right?
Yes. I'd
And
be like,
on
Byron, I have to warn you. if they come along. If
it's like
the husbands.
if it's been 4 hours and someone says eagle flies at dawn, like you should probably go get us. We should go. Anyways, thank you so much for coming here today. I hope everyone listening says please go listen to the other four interviews of our yearly, and you interviewed me for my 30th birthday, so there's
I
that as
did.
well. So please go enjoy and learn some lore as we just two women now, two women that
Yes,
just
we're two
enjoy.
women
We are
now.
two women now, exactly.
Yes.
Yes. Well, Koki, thank you so much for coming here today. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. We will chat very soon. Bye.
Bye.